Hello, everyone. I'm Carrie.
And I'm Kristen.
And we're bringing you our weekly podcast called Girlfriend's Guide to Blending Families. Kristen and I met a few years ago through a mom's club in our town, but our friendship really took off when we started sharing the heartaches and successes we both experienced in raising our children in blended families.
We hope to share insights, stories, and a few laughs with you on this crazy and rewarding journey of parenting. So grab your glass of wine, and if something we share resonates with you, let us know. We would love to hear from you.
Cheers.
Cheers. Welcome, everyone, to our next episode of Girlfriend's Guide to Blending Families. Tonight, we are joined by our guest, Juliana, and she's going to share a bit with us about growing up in a blended family and how that's kind of impacting her in her now life raising her own family. So welcome, Juliana. Hey, Miss Kristen.
Hello, Miss
Kristen. Excited to have you both tonight.
Good, good. I'm excited to talk to Juliana and hear, you know, like her perspective about growing up in blended families and her own life. So welcome, Juliana.
Hi, thank you for having me. As you said, I'm Juliana. I have two children of my own, and I'm recently married as of last year. So I was a child in a family. My parents had gotten divorced when I was 5 years old, so I was very young. And I don't remember too much of the divorce and what kind of went into it. I just always had grown up with my parents being separated. That's just all I knew. And the one thing my parents always did is they always prioritized us children. They were very good at parenting together. They just weren't good at being together and didn't continue their relationship. So for me, it's what I know, and I wouldn't have had it any other way growing up. It worked well for our family in the unfortunate situation that they weren't together. Growing up, we had lived with my mom the majority of the time, and we saw my dad on every other weekend and one night during the week. However, he was close by in distance too, so if my mom ever needed him, he was allowed to come over to the house and he joined us for holidays, so we were very close with him as well. Also, growing up, I didn't see my parents dating. They kind of kept that, I think, separate until we were a little bit older. So the idea of a blended family is new to us, you know, until our young adulthood age. My dad didn't start dating until I was about 10 or 12 years old is when I saw him for the first time have a woman come into his life who wasn't my mother, and she had a young daughter. And I remember that making me feel very jealous at that age, not understanding, and that being the first time experiencing that. And then it wasn't for my mom until I was around 18 years old that she entered a very serious relationship. And in that relationship brought three step siblings for me. And at that point in my life, I was more understanding to what my mom was going through in blending her family and realizing that, you know, she deserved happiness as well. So it was an easier transition, I think, later on in my life to be part of a blended family as a child in one than having it from a younger age when my parents initially had gotten divorced.
That's super interesting. Like, I love the fact that your parents, you know, waited till you guys were a bit older to introduce you to, you know, other people that they may be dating. Cause I think that, you know, can be a really big challenge depending on the age of the children. You know, you don't want to see another adult coming into your house that was, you know, mom and dad's house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And I think that's, you know, kind of nice if you can do it that way, but there's always, like, you know, the other part of it where it's like if you get out of something very difficult, then as the adult you kind of want to move on into something else that feels good. So and the kids are part of that. So, you know, I know, like, Carrie, you and I have both experienced, like, kind of both sides of that, of being in a new relationship and how and what challenges that brings. And then, like, for me now, not having anybody and just kind of like really focusing on my kids, like your parents did, Juliana. So it's nice, like, at a distance to say, like, oh, everybody should wait. But it's just, I think it's just kind of like how it's going in your life right now.
Mm-hmm. It's all situational.
Yeah.
And I, you know, and it all depends on the age of the kids. Like, we didn't wait at all. Like, my situation was insane. Like, you know, my son was 2 months old. And then I think I waited till he was like 8 months old till I introduced him. Obviously, he was a baby. He didn't know. But it's interesting, Juliana, like how you said you were 10 or 12. And how old was the girl, the daughter that came into your life?
She was about 5 years old.
Okay, so little and cute, and you're at that age where you're like preteen, and
yep,
and also the youngest in your family.
Sure,
yeah,
yes, I was the baby in my family, so having a little girl, you know, I clearly remember sitting in a parking lot going into a fair with my dad and his girlfriend and her daughter at the time, and my dad had told me about her beforehand before we went to this fair. So the thoughts in my head were, you know, he already knows her and I'm being replaced. There's a new baby. And yeah, it was a lot of mixed feelings, I think, for that being the first time for me having that in my life.
Yeah. And, you know, like, as daddy's little girl, like, I can tell you, if as an adult, I had that with my dad. I was probably like 20s, and he, you know, I have my own life, like, I'm here, whatever. And he had dated a woman who had a younger daughter, and she was like young teenager, but her needed, like, didn't really have a good father figure in her life. Her biological father was not really present. And they were, my dad and this girl were good friends, and then they started dating. So he kind of like assumed this role of like teaching her things that she was at, like, that crucial age where, you know, she should know that a man should open the car door for her and stuff like that, which my dad's like a total gentleman. So I think he like took on this role of showing her those kind of things. But I immediately got like jealous of this, because, you know, here I'm down like, you know, 2 hours away and I have my own family and I barely see my dad, like, we're busy, whatever. And now he's got this like new young person that he's like taking care of. And it was, you know, all out of like the goodness of his heart. But I remember going to his house once with my kids, and there was a picture of her, like, on the wall of pictures of me. And I was like, what? You know? Like, so I think no matter what age you're at, like, you are daddy's little girl. And like any other girl would kind of, you know, impact you in some way.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's all, they're very normal feelings. And being younger, I think it's harder to understand that the day's going to come when you go off and do your own thing, or you start your own family, and your dad deserves happiness too, or your mom deserves happiness too. So it wasn't until I was older and really understood that there's a reason why, you know, this new family is coming into your life too. And it doesn't have to be all of those bad feelings. There's very good things that come with it.
Absolutely. And I remember Kristen and I talking about, you know, at what age do you start realizing your parents are people and not just your parents? Mm-hmm. Like, I think I was like, you know, late teens, early 20s, and that switch flipped for me where I was like, oh wait, like, they have a life before me and around me. It's not just about me. But when you're younger, like, it does revolve around you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, Miss Kristen, I was going to talk to Juliana a little bit about, like, her transitions from growing up in that type of family to then raising her own family. And, Juliana, do you mind sharing a little bit about what your family dynamic is now?
Absolutely. So, as I said, I'm married as of last year. Two little ones. I have a 4-year-old son and a 3-month-old son. And we've learned a lot from my situation and also my husband's situation. He has a stepfather as well. He has never met his father. So as far as he knows, his stepfather has been his dad his whole life, and that role for him. So for us, our biggest thing that we take into our family is being a united front. You know, we've both learned that from our parents, and specifically in my situation, even though my parents weren't together, if they disagreed on something as children, we didn't know about it. We didn't see that. They handled it very well, to always be a united team and give us the same answer, be on the same page as mom and dad. And if they disagreed, they did that behind closed doors and they figured it out themselves, not in front of us children. I think we really prioritize in our family here. When Josh and I, my husband and I, we disagree on something, we try not to let the kids know and we talk about it, which isn't always easy. But we try to always just remain on the same page, and as a team to our children. We think that's really important.
Yeah, I think, I mean, that's one of like the toughest things for us, because in our situation, in our family, you know, my husband's been a dad way longer than I've been a mom. But now, you know, we've been blending for eight years. Is that right? Yeah, 8 years. And, you know, we still have different parenting styles. Now we've gotten to know each other better and what each of us, what our styles are. So like I can anticipate what his reaction is going to be and him, you know, and vice versa. But I think 100% that united front is so important, because it's kids' nature, no matter if you're blended or not blended, to like ask mom. And if mom says no, you're going to go ask dad, right? Like we all did that. So I think, you know, you're right on target with that. And while your kids are young, getting in that habit is amazing. So I think, you know, great thing that you've learned from your childhood and growing up in your blended family. So is there anything that you feel like you've learned that you like completely avoid with your relationship with your husband and your children now, based on, you know, so far it sounds like everything was pretty positive growing up, but was there anything that you got that you're like, oh, I'm not going to do that in my relationship or my family?
So not so much avoid, but some things that we do differently, or that we didn't have so much as a child growing up, having divorced parents, I never really saw, affection or a loving relationship, because my parents obviously weren't together. We just had kind of individual parents. So for us, one thing that we always try to do very differently and are very aware of is we want our sons to see a loving relationship, you know, us hug and, you know, say good things to each other. I didn't really see what that was like until my mom remarried. So it took 18 years to kind of see, wow, that's how a man is treating a woman. And that's how my mom should be treated. So I think that's really important, that we are doing differently from what I've learned in my childhood, is that I want my sons to grow up and know how to treat their wives and what that looks like to them. And that's what we try to demonstrate.
I think that's amazing. I feel like when you, you know, whether you have boys or girls or a mixture of both, you definitely are already thinking, which I think is great because your children are so young, but already thinking about, well, what are we teaching them so that when they become, you know, spouses, what the relationship looks like. And it's, you're absolutely right. You know, if growing up in a family where you didn't see that, I remember thinking that too when I got married, that, well, what is it supposed to be like? Like, what does a healthy marriage look like? And, you know, you can see TV shows or you see movies or you have friends that are doing this, but you didn't grow up with it. So how do you know?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. There's days I call my mom now and we reflect on that, you know, now that she's in a marriage, and there's things I say to her like, wow, I really love the way, you know, my stepdad treats you or says these things to you. And it's just funny realizing and being aware of that now at my age and not having seen that before. Sometimes I'm curious, you know, if my parents did stay together, what things, how different I would be as a person, or if it would change anything. But I think it's neat to have both sides. You know, my parents weren't together, and now that I get to see the way my stepdad treats my mother, you know, it's kind of like the best of both worlds.
Yeah, that's awesome. I think that's really cool and great that you are cognizant of it and, you know, recognizing, you and your husband both, that you're aware of those things to look out for and do differently and focus on, so that your marriage obviously is the most important, because if without that, then the family falls apart. So you have to work on that mm-hmm. at all times.
Absolutely.
Miss Kristen, are you still with us? I feel like maybe we have no sound for Miss Kristen. So, Juliana, what advice would you give to, you know, anybody that might be listening that is a young adult living through a divorce and blending their family, or have come out of a blended family and are now thinking about, you know, starting their own lives?
My advice would be to be a team. You know, that's the biggest thing I saw my parents do. Be a team, because ultimately it's about the children, and being a child who has grown up in a divorced family, watching your parents be able to put aside their differences and work together for you just gives you the largest amount of respect for them as people. And I think that's the most important thing. Be a team. It goes by in a blink of an eye. And you know, that's for me the best thing I admire my parents for, is that they didn't talk ill of each other, disrespect each other, even though who knows what was going on behind closed doors throughout their divorce. We never saw that as children. And I think that takes a lot of effort on their part to have been that way.
Absolutely. I mean, actually, I think that's almost an impossible feat, because I think even the, you know, in the best case scenario, there's always going to be something that parents disagree on. And obviously you got divorced for a reason, right? So mm-hmm. really shielding it, like to hear you say that you never saw it, I think is amazing. Or even if you may have on occasion, but not enough to leave a memory with you, is, you know, really kudos to your parents, because it's hard, you know. Even I think, I'm sure you and your husband disagree on things, like, so then add the complication of two different households and, like, you know, different spouses or relationships coming into it. It does. It's a really big challenge to keep everything, you know, sheltered or hidden from your kids when there's so much going on. But I think that's, you know, a really good tip that people could take, that, you know, here you are now an adult in a great relationship and marriage and having your own family, and you're able to transition that and use that knowledge that you grew up with to raise your own kids, that, you know, regardless of it blended or not blended, you learned that keeping a united front and not fighting in front of the kids is really important. So I think
absolutely
that's an amazing part that your parents did, that you guys can, you know, take through to your own family. Mm-hmm. One of the things we've been trying to do in this season of our podcast is to incorporate songs, because we love music, specifically for me, country music, but any music. So I assume that you're probably a music lover too. Actually, I already know that, because sidebar, Juliana and I are cousins. So what was a favorite motivational or inspirational song that you know, think about when you're talking either about your childhood or your family now? Is there a song that stands out that you would share with us?
Yeah, I would say one of my go-tos is "It Won't Be Like This for Long" by Darius Rucker.
Oh, yes.
That one, just the title of the song gets me there, because there's, you know, you are in moments as a parent or even as a child that are frustrating or, you know, really pulling on your emotions, and just knowing it's temporary and it goes by in a blink. And even if it's hard right now, just cherish the moments that you have with your children. I think that is powerful.
Oh my gosh, that song makes me cry every time I hear it.
Yep. Me too.
It is. And it's so true. It, you know, I've actually come to that realization recently, because we have a lot of dynamics in our family and with whatever, lots of stuff going on. And some days you feel so overwhelmed by it, and you feel like, I cannot handle one more thing. And then you think about, you know what, tomorrow is another day. And when tomorrow comes, I'm like, all right, you got through that. It wasn't so bad. But no matter, you know, what your situation is or what is happening, you always in that moment feel like, oh my gosh, you know, like it can't get any worse than this. Like, this is it.
Yep. You're going to miss it one day.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's another good one. I forget who sings that one, but she's like growing up and the dad singing it.
Yes. Oh, I love that one too.
You're gonna miss this.
Yeah. You're gonna miss this. Yep.
Yeah, another good one. And I swear that's like my dad talking to me because I remember him being like, you know, coming to my apartment, and I was like, I want to have a house, and he's like, chill, you know.
Yep.
And then I'm like, I want babies, and yeah, I'm 22, and
yeah, I'm with you.
So far in your motherhood journey, what's been the hardest stage or season for you?
I think the hardest stage, honestly, and saying it because of my situation right now, is having a newborn. I think for our family, my relationship, that's when we are most challenged. You know, you have this new life. It's a new personality that you're learning, adjusting to this whole new schedule. And it just seems very chaotic, I think. And that's when my husband and I think feel most challenged, but it also is when we feel the most closest together. But it is a lot of work, I think. And until you kind of your new routine and your new life that you've brought in, I think that can be tricky. As well as on the other side, I've got a 4-year-old, and we're just now experiencing what it's like to have different views on discipline. So, and he's been very challenging in some ways from that aspect, and that's a big adjustment also for us. So young children, I think, is probably a good way to wrap that up. Between newborn and a 4-year-old, it's a difficult stage, and we're definitely challenged at different parts. But knowing that, you know, we have each other, and we talk through and communicate what we're going through, and again, be that united front, that's what keeps us close together throughout this difficult stage.
That's cool. Yeah, I remember that really clearly. And the 1-2 transition was, like, for me, super overwhelming because, you know, we had them close together as well. And, you know, you're just kind of like getting the feel for, all right, I got this. Like, 4 years old, you're like, all right, cool, got this, I'm good. And then all of a sudden, everything gets disrupted and you got to rejuggle. And I remember when my husband went back to work, you know, after the baby was, I don't know, maybe she was like 2 weeks old or whatever it was. I was like, wait, you're leaving me home alone with 2 kids? Like, what?
Yep.
I don't think I can handle this. I remember crying because I was like, I can't do this. But it is. And you find your new normal and you get in your new groove. And then I don't know if you guys have plans to have any more or not, but like, once you get in that groove, like for me, going from 2 to 3 was no problem because at that point then I had my stepdaughters and, you know, I was used to the juggle, but 1 to 2 for me was like, what? It just happened.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. I remember asking my other mom friends who have multiples, like, how do you even go to the grocery store? Like, I don't even understand how I can juggle 2 kids out in public. And now being 3 months into it, I'm finally slowly getting the groove of how to go out in public and do things by myself with both of them. And it's an adjustment, but yeah, it's a big jump.
Yep. But it's fun. And like you're doing great. I'm sure you're an amazing mom, and 3 months is good. If you have the hang of it by 3 months, I think that's really awesome.
Slowly.
All right. So yeah. And you know what? And every season changes, you know, next month, something else is going to be different and you'll readjust again.
Yep.
Is there anything else? I have one more question for you, but is anything else you want to share with us before we start wrapping up?
I think that's it.
All right, cool. So everybody that's listening, we're trying to keep the vibe of our podcast super positive and share with you, you know, great inspirational things that some of our listeners have gone through or the guests that are coming to us can share to give us advice on. So, Miss Juliana, what advice would you give to our listeners that are going through a similar situation as yours, maybe growing up in the blended family and now raising their own, or even just, you know, getting through having 2 small children at home?
So I would go back to, similar to the songs what we were just talking about, remind yourself every day that this is temporary. and it doesn't last long. And even in the times that are trying and hard and frustrating, you'll get through it. Your kids will wake up tomorrow and still think you're their world and you're doing a great job, and it goes by in a blink of an eye. So don't take it for granted and everything will be okay.
Awesome. I love that. And I am going to add in the song that you share by Darius Rucker. So we'll add that as part of our podcast because it's amazing. And I think sums up perfectly what you share with us tonight.
Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us. And we will talk to you all next week on Girlfriend's Guide to Blending Families. Good night.